You are joining your conference as a participant. Should you need assistance during the conference, press pound, then zero. This conference is being recorded, as requested by the host.
From my employees. And along with that, of course, we're going to continue our campaign with our organizers at airports around the country, along with our NTEU field staff from our 7 field offices across the country, as well as our national office staff, and our long list of NTEU chapter volunteers that have been out there. We expect that we're going to see even a bigger turnout in the runoff, and we expect that that turnout will be positive for NTEU. We will be focused, of course, for that 4 or 6 week period, whatever it is, to increase the participation in the election. This is the opportunity that these employees have waited for 9 years, to have a say in their workplace, and this will be their final chance to make their choice clear. So we're expecting and are going to work towards even a higher turnout and an NTEU victory when this runoff is concluded. So with that, I'd be glad to take any questions that you have.
Colleen, this is Joe Davidson. And I have a question about the number of people who voted for no union. Did it surprise you that more than 3,000 PSOs voted that way? And does that send a message to both unions, and if so, what?
Well, I always expected there would be some, and I really had no way to come up with a hard and fast number of what I thought it would be. But the fact is, 85% of the employees who voted in the election voted for union representation. I think that's a huge statement of support for having a voice in the workplace and for wanting to have a union there as their representative.
Hi, Colleen. Lewis Tilbrook from CNA. Do you have any? Are you confident that many of those people who voted for no union could maybe be turned around for NTEU in the weeks ahead?
I actually think they can, Lewis. I think the fact is this runoff will make it clear to employees that the workforce does want and has voted for union representation. So there will be a union. And they obviously felt strongly about it and made it a point to vote. So I am counting on the fact that they're going to feel just as strongly that now that there will be a union, they want some say in who that union is. So I do think that we will see many of them vote for NTEU. I think we'll see many of them vote in the runoff, and that we will be successful in having many of them vote for NTEU.
Colleen, how about the you think that a large number of people who didn't vote might vote in a runoff as well? Sorry to.
I actually think so, Lewis, because, you know, one of the things that we saw happen in this election was because there was a 6 week window to vote, that there was not a sense of urgency that it needed to be done, you know, on a certain day, like, you know, when there's an election day, everybody knows that that's the day to go and vote. Well, they had this wide open window, and as late as yesterday, we had employees who knew they had received their voter information, but they couldn't find it. They couldn't remember where they put it or which pile in their desk it was in at home. And, you know, and so I do think that while this was, you know, we did not originally plan on having to do this twice, I think that what employees will see is that they missed an opportunity if they did not vote this time, and we're going to help with that message about the urgency of voting early.
Would you, this is Joe again, would you prefer a shorter voting period?
You know, I think probably for NTEU, you know, we think 4 weeks would be just fine. But again, we haven't had those conversations with all the parties, and that's what will happen tomorrow. Well, you know, you want to make sure that there's time for the mail to arrive. But normally in a paper ballot, you need time for the mail to get there, people to vote, and also for it to be returned. So you don't have that back end of it since you're doing the voting by the Internet and by the telephone. So, you know, whatever it is, whether it's 4 or 6, we will make the most of that time and do all we can to increase voter participation and an NTEU victory.
Steve Losey, it's bedtime. Can you talk a little bit about how, you know, this unexpected second campaign you're going to have to get out of the vote campaign you're going to have to run now. How much is that going to
whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, just like we've done to date.
And what's this going to do as far as your plan for TSA? I mean, I know you were expecting and hoping to win today. What's this going to mean for your organizing efforts?
It means that we're going to build on the momentum we have, and what it means for our representation of TSA employees is just that it will be delayed a little bit. It just won't happen as soon as we had hoped and as soon as they had hoped, but it will happen.
This is Dave from LRP Publications. I was just wondering, during the election, did you get any kind of feedback from people that because of some of the restrictions on what could be negotiated once a union is established, that perhaps they didn't feel a sense of urgency that a union was needed?
No, I think early on when Administrator Pistol first issued his determination letter, there were questions and some confusion about what it would provide for, but NTEU went to great lengths to make sure that employees had that information, that they could see the full scope of what it is that we would be able to bargain on their behalf. And the fact is that most of the things that are on the top of their list are things that are included in the determination letter, things around bidding on their shifts and on their leave process, how they are granted leave, in what order, about transferring between airports, promotion process, and how you move from part-time to full-time or to other airports, consistency in policies across airports and transparency, things like that. So those are all the things, even without knowing what's in traditional collective bargaining versus the determination letter of TSA, when you look at the list of things that have always been important to the TSA officers, those are things that we will be able to sit down and bargain.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Now, someone had asked before about how many weeks it will be, and again, we'll finalize that tomorrow, but our best guess right now is the runoff would be completed in mid to late July. So this is going to move fast forward as soon as we finalize the dates tomorrow with the parties.
Steve Losey, with fewer than 20,000 ballot cast, that's lower than 50% of the possible bargaining unit population voting. I know you said that there were some people who did, maybe lost their PIN numbers and their VIN numbers and didn't vote because of that. But aside from this, are you disappointed that you had fewer than 50% turnout?
Well, we thought about this in the very beginning, Steve, and whenever we knew that it would not be a paper ballot, we knew that that would probably result in a lower participation. Anytime you have, any kind of a mail component opposed to a ballot box at the workplace, turnout is lower in our experience. And so we expected that it would be a little lower than probably we'd hoped for. The length of the voting period, we think was a factor. But the fact is, in the CBP election that was conducted in 2006, between NTU and AFGE, and that was a workforce that had been had union representation for decades. We had a 50% turnout there. And I guess the other thing that I would note is that 50% is higher than occurs in an awful lot of congressional elections. So,
I'm sorry, did you say that there might have been a lower participation because you didn't have a ballot box at the workplace, even though people could vote from the comfort of their home?
Yes. I think, Joe, when you have any time you have a day and an event and a ballot box where people are, focused that day on doing that at work, that increases participation. Of course, we know it was a huge workforce that spread out in an awful lot of places.
And what did you say was the turnout for the Customs and Border Protection vote?
It was 50%.
Oh, okay.
This is Steve Lewis again. The CPP vote, that NTU won that by, I believe, a 2-1 margin. It was pretty.
That's right, Steve.
Pretty wide, statewide victory. Are you disappointed that it is so close in this case that you're not that you're running behind AFG at this point, that you're not just running behind, but you're not beating them by that kind of a margin?
Well, I would say that I'm disappointed that we have to move forward to a runoff, that we didn't just win it outright today. But I would not say we're behind at all. We're in a dead heat just from the sheer numbers. And I would also say that, you know, you could look at this vote count, that it was a referendum on AFGE's representational deficiencies. They got many fewer votes than the number of dues-paying members they have been publicly claiming they have. Other questions? Okay.
Well, we thank you all for joining us on short notice. We just wanted to be sure you had the opportunity to talk to Colleen today. And we will let you know what happens tomorrow. And keep in touch. If you have any further questions, feel free to give me a call.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.